The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's take our time and turn our attention going over to a gentleman that, very busy guy, must admit, and I thank him very much for taking the time to be with us. This is Mr. Officer Brent Batson, the lead coordinator and consultant for the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service Strategic Road Safety Project. We say good morning, Mr. Batson. Good morning to you, sir. I think you're muted. You'll have to unmute your end.
Yeah.
Thing in progress.
Good morning, Mr. Batson.
All is well?
All is well.
Good morning, good morning.
All is well, Mr. Batson. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm very, very happy to have you on this morning. We have limited time with you, so I want to get right to the crux of the matter. As it relates to the merit point system and all these different things that is happening, I have a couple questions for you on that. Let's talk about the demerit point system. What points are still available that motorists can gain if they breach this or that particular traffic violation?
All right, okay, good. Well, I mean, we're always glad to discuss issues of road safety and traffic enforcement and bringing it to the public. So we want to thank you guys for, you know, bringing it up, of course. So a couple things. When they amended the demerit point system via ministerial order, you remember what they did was target, close to 90% of all the traffic violations that existed before. I just want to remind the public, so how it worked before was that when you got issued a fixed penalty notice for certain traffic violations, there would be demerit points attached to it. And of course, if you accumulate a certain amount, it would lead to disqualification. That didn't change. That demerit point threshold is still 10 demerit points, right? I just want to make that clear. So the demerit point threshold for disqualification has not changed. It is still set at 10 demerit points. And to clarify that, yes, whereas most have been removed, there are some remaining violations on the schedule that can result in your disqualification. For example, one of them being, well, when I say one, there are actually multiple offenses coming out from DUI offenses. Or when you, for example, if you fail the breathalyzer, that's immediately attracts 9 demerit points. If you refuse a breathalyzer test, that's 14 demerit points. So that's instant disqualification once you're convicted. Always remind people, though, DUI are charge cases, so they are traffic offenses. They're not violations. Those are, you will be brought before the court. It's arrest without warrant charges, so you'll be brought before the court as a driver, and the points will be applied upon conviction before the court. Yeah, so the system actually doesn't automatically apply it. It's applied upon your conviction in the court. Yeah. So also, of course, the other one was careless driving, as most people know, carrying with it, there was 14 points. And yeah, those are the main ones. They took away from speed.
Right. So yeah. The question I want to ask now, the broad brush approach as to what connotates dangerous driving. Is dangerous and reckless driving?
Right. Okay. So dangerous driving, whereas yes, it might be a broad brush, but more or less is where a person is driving. A careful and competent driving is not driving or operating a vehicle in a reasonable manner. Right. It's broad, yes, but whereas it's targeting, however, a person's ability to drive or bring the issue of dangerous driving to the forefront with the manner in which they operate the vehicle. Good example. So if we were on a patrol to Maracas, and while we're on patrol, you make an overtake around a corner, again, would a careful and competent driver operate a vehicle in such a manner? No. All right. So, and this is why we, out of that, let's just say we didn't successfully charge for dangerous. We can go into the sub offenses of maybe it was careless driving or driving without due care and attention. So there's subsets that meet that higher standard for dangerous driving. And you would have, I just want to mention, you know, the Minister of Finance also in the budget, you've seen that they also raised the fine for careless driving going up into up to 15,000. Sorry, it's up to 5,000, sorry. And again, it's targeting high-risk behaviors, trying to curb the issues regards to persons, you know, utilizing the roadways in a dangerous manner. So we're really trying to raise the awareness and remind persons that there's still consequences. It's an unsafe road use. And it's important that people be cognizant of how they operate in that vehicle. I'm glad you mentioned something else today, which is persons were still up, they were confused sometimes when, you know, they were still being given tickets. They were saying, well, we thought they'd gone away with these fines. None of the fines on the ticket system change. So, for example, seatbelt is still $1,000. If you're caught parking, it's parking underneath a no parking sign, it's still $1,000. Those didn't change. So these are still some hefty fines that you could still find yourself with. I also want to remind the public what did not change was the Ministry of Works sanctions, all right, the Ministry of Transport and Civil Aviation sanctions. Licensing will still apply sanctions to your driver's permit when you do not pay your tickets. So you have 30 days to pay that fixed penalty notice, that traffic ticket. If you do not pay it in 30 days, so if the ticket was $1,000, it will increase to, by 25% of over 14 days. And if you do pay it again, it'll increase by 50% 14 days after that. So more or less in 2 months, it's gone up to from 1,000 to 1,500. Anything beyond that, they apply sanctions. And what sanctions are? Administrative penalties applied to your driver's permit. And that's going to affect your ability to do transactions. So your permit is suspended or license is suspended on the licensing database. And that's going to affect your ability to renew your permit, to even inspect a vehicle with your permit, transfer a vehicle if it's under your name when you're getting that fixed penalty notices. So there's still repercussions, like I said, also for incurring traffic tickets as well as even non-payment.
So to be clear, if you do not pay a traffic ticket, you will, the sanctions will go to your permit. So if you go to renew your permit, you would be unable to renew your permit because of the sanction.
That is correct. And what's going to happen? I mean, I want everybody to think about how inconvenient it is when you reach the licensing and license, you're getting ready to renew your permit and they say, well, no, it's blocked in the system. And you already line up and reach the top of the cashier.
It had.
And you're blocked from the system.
We encourage persons to go on the U-turn portal and check. All right.
Well, exactly. Good. But also, you remember, you're not going to be able to make the payment there. You're going to have to go all the way to TT Post to come back.
And there's not every single TT Post that accept cash for ticketing system.
Yeah.
Not all TT Post does it. So areas like Maloney, I know for sure, I'm not sure La Hockett or other, there are certain communities, certain areas where you see a TT Post office, you will not be able to pay the traffic fine there. There's certain offices could do it that authorize to take cash and credit. And I think all of this is done in cash transaction. Not even, I don't think you could pay it with a links, can you?
No, not as yet.
No links, so yes, via cash. So if it's 5,000, you had to walk with your 5,000 and pay that. Now, the sanctions apply to your permit so you wouldn't be able to transfer a vehicle from your name to another or from another to your name. You would not be able to come to update your permit, renew your permit, your license.
Renew your permit, yes.
Right.
That's correct.
Once you reach there, you cannot pay the ticket fines at licensing. You have to go to a TT Post. Right. So we get that very clear. Here's our next question for you. Persons with the ministerial legislation in play now, persons who had accumulated demerit points prior to this, is it that when they was installing the demerit point system and the electronic ticketing system, everybody started at zero? Persons now, are everybody back at zero? So even if you had a 6 points before government change?
Very good question. Very good question. There was no amnesty. There was no retroactive. Remember, those laws were good law at the time. So if you're already when you says in you accrued the amount of points that you had, it is where is it possible that okay, let's just say you had 9 points. There's no way you're gonna reach to 10 unless you get some sort of charge case on something like a DUI or one of those type of offenses, because none of the other traffic violations will incur any more demerit points.
So you had to really commit a harsh
you almost have to commit a traffic offense
rather
not
than
a violation. Right. Yeah. And then those that reach that disqualification threshold, right? Even and you were sent letters, right? There was no amnesty to that. So if you didn't surrender the permit and you didn't, and you think, well, that point system done, and they said, no. If you were disqualified already, you are still disqualified on the system. So really, like as you correctly said, go online and check, because maybe some of y'all are misinformed and you came to that conclusion that, well, because there's zero demerit point system, well, that doesn't apply to you anymore. No. There was no retroactive amnesty. Right, that was those. It's like if you're charged for something under let's just say using marijuana before it was decriminalized. All right, okay, well yeah, that charge still there, you know. It didn't wipe your criminal record clean because they decriminalized it. All right, it's still there, and it's the same thing if you had reached that disqualification threshold. So, as you correctly said, we encourage people to go on the portal, just double check. And see what's your status.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's no amnesty, and I want to make that clear. That's why I'm happy that you're on this morning to let persons know there is no amnesty. Another thing that is confusing persons, and persons say it all the time, boy, I got tickets and I talked to the officer and I was able to, I heard people say it, I'm being honest. I had to tell them, no, it can't work. Can you tell the listening audience this morning, when the officer starts typing that ticket in, there's no pulling back, and when the ticket is issued, where does this, what points, or who gets it?
Okay. So the U-turn system is that national digital traffic ticket system, okay? And once that fixed penalty is issued and created, it is now on a national database. The police cannot access or edit it. There's no editing of this at all, okay? It's managed by the Traffic Enforcement Center at Licensing Division, and Ministry of Transport and Civil Aviation, sorry. And because of that, though, once it is created, and I just want to, there's two things you mentioned, they don't look clear. If I'm typing it in the process of typing it, like I said, and let's just, for some miracle, decide, hey, well, let's just say rain bust down, okay? This is a good example. Rain bust down, and I like, oh, go again, so okay, hey, what you get with? And I give you back your payment and insurance, and I run inside the police vehicle.
Which I would have
well,
done.
Well, you're okay. Yeah, I didn't complete the process. You get a blind there from Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So.
All right.
If you, however, once it's created,
and submit it.
That's it. It's on the system.
And
now, what I want to mention is that, and this is why, you know, you keep mentioning it, and I'm really glad you do. What we have heard was situations where an officer told a person, well, the ticket didn't print. All right, listen to me out, sir. The ticket didn't print. So, go ahead. Now, listen to me. It has happened before, but I was early on in the system. Well, to me, when the officers were even not too accurate with the system. If I want a ticket, even if it didn't print, it's already created digitally. You with me?
Yes.
So it means the person left the traffic stop not even knowing that a ticket was issued to the permit. Because when the officer returned to base, they realized now in the system, oh shims, it was already created, right? And of course they had to go and look for the person, then they have to write a report to the transport commissioner stating what happened. It's a long process to try and rectify and remedy the situation. So it's it is something that person should be wary of. And like you said, you should actively make checks on the system.
So let me ask you, the police officer starts typing the ticket and he hits print or he hits submit or whatever you always press to create the ticket. However, he gave you back your permit and your insurance, but you didn't. But the ticket didn't print because maybe you run out of paper.
Okay.
How are you going to know that to pay? How is it going to be...
Right, exactly. And hence the reason. You see, I want you to understand, we have the whole thing has a whole set of supervisory profiles with Davey, right? So when you come back in, the sergeant can see on your profiles digitally when you went out on patrol, what tickets you issued, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. You come back now and we realize I seen a ticket issued on your profile, but I'm not seeing where you actually gave the person and to whom you gave it to. No. So that will never match up. So all of a sudden now you have to create a report, right? You must, and this one I want to be clear, you must create now a report that has to go all the way through the senior soup, then all the way to the traffic, transport commissioner. The whole process in order to get it resolved on the system, and only the transport commissioner has that power, nobody else.
And I'm glad you mentioned
there is oversight. And there's oversight by the Traffic Enforcement Center, which is civilian led. It's a good example across the world where civilian oversight of law enforcement is also a best practice, because that unit can oversee everything we do. All law enforcement, not just police, licensing, traffic wardens, everybody. And they can actually pick up discrepancies by an officer and then request reports.
Now, hear this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is it that the ticket now becomes null and void and the
correct.
Right. So the person never get it. So they,
that's right.
They Mary Jesus come down again and bless that person so they get away.
That's right.
What if the officer don't write the report? Or the officer passes away? Or he's incompetent, he falls ill in the hospital in a coma? What happens then?
And that has happened too. And what happened is that the civilian wrote the transport commissioner and said, hey, I'm seeing online a ticket issued to me and I never received any ticket. The transport commissioner sent to the commissioner, please, I want a report on this. Because you remember, on the digital, we can see who is the officer, you know, mm-hmm. who issued it and so forth. And always attached to everything.
Right.
They request the reports. So if you realize he passed away in the prison, you never get a ticket, well, all that could be generated to reports to explain, well, there may have been an error, because when we cross-check the records, we're not seeing where that ticket actually was issued. You with me?
Yeah, with you.
So there are remedies to these situations. Yeah?
All right. So I know we had a little time with you, and I'm grateful that I was able to squeeze in a lot of calls coming in, but I can't take them because I don't have that much time with you. And I need to get to some other critical issues. I saw on WhatsApp recently in one of my chats where a person was issued a fixed penalty notice. I think it was $1,000 for failing to keep left. The person was driving on the highway, on the center lane, and they were on way under the speed limit. And the officers pulled them aside and issued a ticket, and people did not know that was a thing. So let's clear up the issues as to driving on a three-lane carriageway in one direction, not and dual as well. It could go both ways. And a person chooses, well, listen, I driving on the extreme right, but I 50 kilometers per hour, 60. I well within the speed limit of 100 km. Is that a violation of a traffic law?
Well, it's not just a violation, but it's also dangerous. You know, we always say driving too slow in traffic could be just as dangerous as driving too fast, especially on high-speed roads like the highway, where there's 100 kilometers an hour speed limit. Everybody knows when you go through regulations, slower traffic must keep to the left. Mm-hmm. Slower traffic must... I have to admit, though, you know, we actually had meetings with the ministry, and we asked them to place more signage to remind drivers, if you're not overtaking, move back to the other lanes, move back to the left lanes, all right? Because you remember, they also obstruct emergency vehicles at time because people are not paying attention, and it forces emergency vehicles to make some maneuvers that put other people at risk by entering the other lanes at high speeds. So these inconsistent speeds also create problems, and you are correct. all right, that is a traffic violation that you commit on the road. So it's a mix between courtesy and also being careful on the roads. And I want to remind drivers, please, especially on the highways, once you're not overtaking traffic, there's no move back into the slow lanes. It's best practice. And it's also something that really helps with the flow of the traffic. Now, I want to mention one thing. If, for example, you're moving northbound on the Raya Butler and you're approaching Mount Hope intersection, you're obviously going to have to move across to the right lane to continue straight to Mount Hope.
Because you're going by,
Right. You're not going west, right? So as you get closer to your destiny, that is when you move across to occupy your lanes, okay?
Now, one texter is saying, Mr. Murray, if challenging a ticket and permit expires, can it be renewed? I think you can. Once you challenge the ticket, there is nothing against your name.
No, there's nothing against your name. You're entitled to due process, right? That's your right. So you're not convicted of anything. You've entered the legal system, and that's in you're in that remit of the criminal justice system.
All right, I know you have to go. My time was told. So I'm taking one call. Quick. Ask your question quick, and let's move on. Hello?
Thanks, David, for taking this call. Mr. Bassett, quickly, how do you deal with the drivers, and a lot of them on the two-lane highway, they're driving at 100 miles within the speed limit, sir?
Right. All right, cool.
And they will not go on the left. And when you overtake them on the left, and pull in front of them and start to drive slow, road rage occurs.
All right, thanks. We just discussed that, and I will probably repeat it later on. We just touched on it a bit, all right? So about that, it is a violation, and you can be ticketed for it, right? Quickly, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, quick.
I see it happen already, boy. A person get ticket, right?
Mm.
He didn't want to pay it. He want to renew, and it's pull up on the system. So the officers and them send him to pay the ticket before they could have renewed the permit.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
So that's a sanction. You remember, if once he had the outstanding ticket, that's the sanction that was applied. Correct.
Okay. So I'll take in our next one. Quick. Ask your question quick, because we are clearing up these things. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah. How are you concerned with traffic in the morning? I call him Pinal Devi. The law, the police. You know, I am personally move very early in the morning between 4:30, 5:00, 6:00, and the place has been dust dark, and you have some of these vehicles that be on the road. They have camouflage color, dark in color, no headlight, no park light, nothing. And it's only when they come very close to you, you have to actually pull away, because they come in some of them in the center of the road.
Okay. So when is it appropriate for lights,
right, so,
park lights?
So I just want to remind everybody, you'd see published, the commissioner of police puts out with their mandatory lighting up hours. So those hours you're talking about, 4:30, 5:00 and stuff, that's still within lighting up, which mandates any motor vehicle on the roadway must have the headlamps on. You're correct, and that's why it's so important, especially dusk and dawn times. You know, when visibility is reduced, it affects things like depth perception, as the caller mentioned. Colors are even harder to see. It's really, really important that you be fully alert, and of course have your headlights on so at least they can see you. Yeah?
Well said. And my final question this morning before you go, people were talking this morning about trucks and vehicles. Now, the trucks, trailers, these things they are authorized to go 65 kilometers per hour. That's pretty slow too. Has that risen? Is it 80 or is it still 65? Is there a lane for trucks, or can they utilize the road as they see fit if they are going at 100K or whatever? What is there a specific designated road lane that, especially on the highways, that trucks and those vans, 3 tons and these vehicles, are supposed to utilize?
Right, so just two things to clarify. One, any commercial vehicle that's a T vehicle where the MGW exceeds 200 kilograms has to go 65 kilometers an hour on the highway. That's the maximum speed for those vehicles, right?
Mm.
Anything below that, you have the 100. 3200 and below is 100 kilometers an hour. And to answer your question, in Trinidad and Tobago, we have no designated truck lanes per se, okay? So by law, they cannot occupy any lane to complete the overtakes on the carriageways, yeah?
All right. I think that clears it up. Mr. Batson, I want to thank you very much. I don't want to overstay my welcome with you this morning, because we want to get you back again.
I just want to mention, I just want to mention to everybody, on the Sunday, the 16th of November, is actually the World Day of Remembrance for road traffic victims is recognized by the United Nations. And the police will be joining Arrival Live as well as the Ministry of Transport at the Queen's Park, Savannah, for a special event. It's a little walk and run. So if anybody wants to come out to support it, we'll send you some information. You could talk about it too, Davey, right?
I will appreciate it.
Poster, yeah?
You have my personal number, cool. So send the intel as it gets closer, or as soon as you can after this interview, and we'll be more than happy to share that insight with our listening audience. I don't think I missed anything. I think we got everything, and I want to thank you very much for coming on time and getting this information out there. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
And be safe. Nice. So that was Brent Batson, the lead coordinator and consultant for the Trinidad Tobago Police Service Strategic Road Safety. I thank all of you. I got all the messages. One person says, but 120 is more than the speed limit. Why do driver on the fast lane go beyond 100? Well, if they go beyond 100 on the fast lane, that is not safe. One, it is not law. So if they are exercising a speed trap exercise, they will pick up on it. So going over 100 kilometers on any lane on the highway, it is exceeding the legal speed limit. You can go 100 kilometers on all lanes, all three lanes, all right? But if you are to, you can be ticketed for being in the center lane and the extreme right lane if you are driving slower than the 100 km. You are to stay on the left unless you are overtaking. So that's the law. So I think we got that clear this morning. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. All right. Got to take a break. Or maybe I should just go straight to the top with this, yes? Hello, good morning. Hello. Why are we getting that? I'm seeing the lines ringing. I'm seeing those calls coming through. Let's see. Hello? All right. Here's one. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
When you're driving in the left lane and you meet someone who's driving very, very slow, and you need to get, like we said, to overtake that person, it becomes a nightmare, you know.
It is.
Because the people coming up on the right lane, coming up at a particular speed, sure don't have the momentum to even, you know, drive and overtake this guy. I talk about the two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that Mr. Batson not there. They need to look at that, because sometimes when you drive on the right lane, it's a lot easier for you to navigate to the left and come back to the right.
Well, we did touch on it as well, we did explain it, and I'm glad you bring it up so we can clarify it. Overtaking on the left is against the law. You're not supposed to. However, because of the violation that is taking place before you, sometimes you're forced to drift that way to get around the person. You don't have a choice. But if that person is caught, let's say they're driving on a police vehicle behind them, unknown to them, marked or unmarked, and they're doing that and the police observe it and they're watching it for, and you didn't move to the left, you can be pulled aside and given a ticket for driving too slow not driving too slow, but failing to keep left is the offense.
But because you see, at the end of the day, when somebody is driving very slow on the left lane and you are driving behind that person, therefore you need to overtake. Sometimes at varying speed, it has people on the left lane.
It challenges.
You are in a nightmare.
Yeah.
You're in a nightmare. You could be dead by just trying to overtake. And that's a need that Mr. Batson need to look at that carefully.
No, well, what he said is that he has petitioned the lawmakers, those in authority, to put up more signs reminding persons of the violation and to keep left. You see, these are things, right, that we learn, basic things that we learn in our regulations. This is basic, you know. Keep left unless when overtaken.
But I'm saying you're on the left. You're on the left all the time. But you want to overtake this person, and the others coming down at one speed, you don't have the momentum or the speed.
Well, the police can't control that. The regulations state you can overtake when it is safe to do so. So even though you're in the left lane and you want to overtake, but person's piling down, you could reduce your speed, put on your indicator, and you proceed when it's safe. So there's no law to think that.
I know it'd be ridiculous for me to say people on the left lane should only drive at a certain speed. Because may not be able to go at a certain speed.
Well, all regulations, all the lanes,
yeah,
the speed limit is 100 km. There is no lane on the highway where say that this lane is only 50 kilometers. All lanes, unless otherwise specified on a speed sign, it is 100 km. But if you are to drive slow, stay left.
But if that guy on the left could have probably have a minimum, you could drive at 50. It makes it a little easier for us. But then, of course, that might be impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, thank you very much. So, I mean, we don't live in a perfect system, but one can exercise, you know, good care and attention and due diligence, and you would understand these things. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, finally, we're again. The caller just now, who now called it, the extreme left, as I say, David, not for slow driving, really, and true. But if a person have a car problem, and they better they keep to the extreme left rather than keeping the center lane or the right lane.
That's right.
Problem could develop in your vehicle. You're driving good, and something started to happen, but you're trying to reach home, but you're still moving, you know?
Right, so you pull to the left.
So that's the safest thing. Even though the regulation tells you, as I now repeat the other time, the left for emergency purpose, let me say you get a punch.
No, the shoulder. The shoulder. Not the left, the shoulder.
The shoulder, right? But sometimes you see people overtaking on the shoulder.
Well, that is a violation.
And it have all kind of dead animals, all kind of tire and all kind of thing. And you could hit that and create another accident.
Yes, you can.
So people have to be very careful. And you know, say repeat the regulation. You know, to get a driver's permit, you have to pass the regulation. And the regulation, we do apply it after we get the license.
That's the problem.
It's strange. Yeah.
We just forget.
Yeah, forget. Correct. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Hello, good morning. All right, 625-2257 and 627-3223. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, Navy.
Morning, sir.
Just you went to a program with that. Had a little 5 minutes earlier, and I listened to people talking about this Venezuela thing. You know what is getting me? The people on the PNM side trying to make it sound as if we in a war already, and bomb don't drop. Right? I sort of want to make it sound. And even the leader of the opposition and the opposition trying to make it sound, they're trying to fabricate, you know, this kind of false narrative then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's have people who fall into it. Mostly on the PNM side. But, boy, let me tell you something. Me and nobody to take on because I just be so busy during the day. I don't have a little free time any morning, but I had time to take on a set of shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know?
Mm.
And the Prime Minister, to me, she doing she best, but she, you know, with whatever little resources we have. We have, as one of your voice note or caller said, we have nothing out there. Everything is Trump. But you see, Maduro know he could get away with picking on a small, tiny country like ours. We have no military to fight them, right? So he could show you all the words what he want, and that is all it is. It's just words, right? He's not going to come in here because that will give the excuse to go there for the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to free up their mind a little bit. And I think I'm more independent. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello. Good morning.
Yep. David,
uh-huh.
When I called earlier, I said two lane. I never mentioned a three lane. So if they were listening
to me, two lanes.
I didn't say three lanes.
All right.
So
cool.
When the caller called, he used a three lane as a reference. I only used a two lane.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thanks very much for clearing it up. Of course, when life throws the unexpected your way, fires, storms, accidents, Furnace Anchorage General Insurance has you covered. From homeowners to commercial coverage, we protect what matters most. Don't wait for disaster to strike. Call today for a free quote or visit them online. Protection starts with trust. We've got you covered. All right, so you want to prepare yourselves and get yourselves in a readiness for any natural disasters. Hello, good morning.
David.
Good morning.
For the speaking. Morning. Good. Morning. I'm going to use these letters VUCA. V for vulnerability, U for unexpected, C for complexity, and A for ambiguity. That is your real thing in. But Trinidad and Tobago. Keep calm, keep cool.
All right.
Venezuela will do nothing to us.
Okay.
But this man in Venezuela is drumming support and using our Prime Minister as a scapegoat.
All right.
That is standard political practice, Davey. Standard political practice. We in Trinidad, I'm begging you, keep cool, keep calm. Of course, there'll be fallout, but nothing drastic will happen to us.
All right.
Because we and Venezuela are friends.
All right. Good morning, quickly.
Yeah, morning, Davey. So I came in a little bit late into the conversation, but I think you're discussing the lanes and the rules and regulation and stuff on the highways, right?
Mm.
So it said to keep left except when overtaking.
That's right.
So if I'm on the middle lane and I feel lane ticket, am I expected to overtake from that lane as well, or could I remain at my usual calm speed?
If you're in the center lane, you are
to overtake people on the extreme.
You are causing, if you are on the center lane and you are not driving to the max or close to the max of 100 km, you are to keep left. As a matter of fact, you keep left unless you're overtaken. So you can't go on the middle lane and drive at 50 kilometers because you're cruising. You want to do that, you got to take it on the left. If you happen to be on the left going at 65 and you overtake somebody going 40, when you pass the person, you veer back to the left. Brent Batson was clear. We keep in left unless we are overtaken. All right, we take a break.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.